It's Easter 2019. What is Easter all about? What is the message of Easter? Well, the ancient Christian liturgies proclaimed Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Let me try to unpack that for you right now. First of all, Christ has died. On Good Friday, we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the day when we consider the fact that God died. Jesus is God. He is the Son of the living God who came into our world that first Christmas. He clothed himself with frail humanity and he came to bring the message of God's love to our hearts. God died upon that Roman execution post. Jesus was crucified. Many people see that as a tragedy. And I can understand where they're coming from, for a brilliant life seemed to be cut short. And yet, it's not a tragedy, it's triumph. Why? Because Jesus said, it is finished. Not him, but God's master plan, God's mission to reconcile a lost world back to himself. You see, Jesus' death was part of God's amazing plan. The Bible says in John chapter 3, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. The cross was God's way with dealing with our problem. We've all got a problem. It's summed up in one word, sin. What is sin, you ask? It's our wrongdoing. It's our bad actions and our selfish attitudes. And it's sin that affects the life of mankind like no other problem. It causes misery. It causes emptiness and ultimate separation from a loving God. Isaiah the prophet wrote about the coming of Jesus many hundreds of years before Jesus actually came into our world. And he wrote also about the suffering of our Lord Jesus upon the cross. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us that Jesus was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. When John the Baptist was baptizing people in the River Jordan, there came a day when Jesus also came to be baptized in water to fulfill righteousness. And when John saw Jesus coming, he instantly recognized who Jesus was and what his purpose was. For John said, behold, or in other words, look and consider, put your eyes upon this man, focus upon this person, for this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John knew exactly who Jesus was. Jesus was God's great sacrifice. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb that would take away the sins of the whole world. The hymn writer said, he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. The punishment for sin is death. That's what the Bible says very clearly. And the sting of death is sin. Death is something that scares most people. It doesn't matter whether you have power and preeminence and popularity in this world, or whether you have lots of money and you live in a big house and you have a great career. There will come a time when we will all die. And death is something that causes men to be fearful. The punishment for sin is death, a spiritual death, a cutting away from God. And it's the sting of death that is caused by sin. And that's why we're often scared. But Easter brings us hope. There was a man and his son travelling in a car with a window open one day, and in flew a bee as they were driving along. And the son saw the bee. He was only a young lad, and he was terrified of being stung. He knew that to be stung by a bee would be very painful, and he was absolutely terrified and trembling in his car seat. Well, the man saw this, and so the father pulled the car over to one side of the road, stopped, and then grabbed the bee in mid-flight and gave it a little squeeze. And when he squeezed the bee, of course, the bee stung him, and the father instantly felt pain as the bee stung him in the finger, and he felt the hot, fiery venom of the bee entering into his system. It was uncomfortable and painful for him. But then the man let the bee go out through the window, and he looked at his son. He said, "You don't need to worry." He said, "Look, I have taken the sting." Jesus says to each and every one of us, as we contemplate death and what happens after death and the fear that death causes. And Jesus says, "Look at my hands, look at my side, look at my feet. Look, I have taken the sting of death for you." That's what he did when he hung on the cross and died in all our place. The message of Easter is Christ tasted death for us, and he took our sting. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Let's consider this. Christ is risen. Easter is all about Christ's death, but it's also about his mighty resurrection from the grave. Acts chapter 10 in the Bible says, "And we saw it all. Everything Jesus did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, where they killed him, hung him on a cross. But in 3 days, God had him up alive and out where he could be seen." Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was seen by not only a handful of disciples, but he was seen literally by hundreds of people before he ascended back into heaven. The message of Easter is that God raised his son, the Lord Jesus, from the dead. But sometimes at Easter, all we get to think about is the cross, and we don't get the full message. Each year, thousands of people climb a peak in the Italian Alps, passing the stations of the cross. Reaching the place of the cross, tourists meditate before they begin their long descent back down the hillside. One climber, however, noticed a little overgrown trail leading away from the cross. Intrigued, he fought through the thicket and he came upon another shrine. This one was the empty tomb. People had reached the cross and meditated on the pain and the sorrow that Jesus bore there in our place. But they hadn't reached the empty tomb. The empty tomb is the great triumph of Easter. It's what makes our message so exciting. We can know great joy when we understand the full message of Easter, because it's then we understand Christ died for us, but he rose again for our justification. On the 18th of June, 1815, the Battle of Waterloo took place. England depended on a system of semaphore light signals to find out how the battle was going. One such signal station was on top of Winchester Cathedral. Late in the day, it flashed the signal, Wellington defeated. And just then a thick fog descended and the message could no longer be read. News spread quickly over the city and the surrounding countryside that we had lost the war. People were full of sadness and fear at the devastating news. But then suddenly the fog lifted and the full message could be read. Wellington defeated the enemy. It only took a little while for good news to spread, and sorrow was soon turned to great joy. And Easter is about the fog lifting. You see, at the cross, the disciples saw Jesus hanging on the cross and dying and giving up his breath. They saw the end of the life of somebody that they loved dearly and have followed passionately. It was heartbreaking to see the broken body of Jesus upon the cross that was now lifeless. He was dead. And so all they saw was the words Christ defeated. But then 3 days later, the fog lifted that first Easter Sunday and they saw the message and understood Christ defeated the enemy. Jesus had risen from the dead and he was alive forevermore. In Acts chapter 2 we read, however, God released Jesus from the horrors of death and raised him back to life again, for death could not keep him in its grip. Jesus said himself, I am the resurrection and the life. He's the first fruits of the resurrection. Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. He took on death for us and he defeated it. Now he has the authority to give us life with a capital L, life in all its abundance. He has the authority to forgive us for all our wrongdoing, our bad actions, our selfish attitudes, the multitudes of our sins. He has the authority to forgive us, to set us free and to give us fullness of life. And each one of us, as we put our faith in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, who died for us and rose again on the third day, each one of us that fix our eyes upon him and put our faith in him can also know that wonderful resurrection power giving us new life even today. The message of Easter is Jesus saying to us, because I live, you shall live also. And finally, the message of Easter is Christ will come again. It's a fact. The Bible speaks of Christ's birth. He came. It's a fact. The Bible speaks of Christ's death. He died on that old rugged cross all those years ago. It's a fact. The Bible speaks of Christ's resurrection. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. Jesus rose again on the third day, despite the Roman soldiers standing guard at the tomb, despite the great stone that they rolled over the entrance of the tomb and the Roman seal that said no one should enter that tomb. Despite all those things, Jesus rose again, just as he said he would. And it's a fact that the Bible speaks of Jesus coming again, and he will come again, just as he says he would. In Acts chapter 1, we see that Jesus is ascending into heaven and the disciples are watching Jesus go up into the sky, up into the clouds and up into the heavens. And then the angel suddenly appeared to them and said, this same Jesus will come back again in like manner. Listen to Jesus' personal promise to those that love him and follow him. Jesus said, don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly, when everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Easter speaks about eternal things, an existence beyond the grave. How will you respond to Jesus will determine your final destination. I'll say that again. How you respond to Jesus will determine your final destination. For some people, it will be the eternal joy of heaven. And for others, it will be the eternal hellfire prepared for the devil and the angels and all those that choose to reject God. When Jesus comes again, eternity will be ushered in. Will it be heaven or hell? Many years ago, in a Midwestern town, a man was driving along a horse and cart and going through the high street of the town. And suddenly his horses began to bolt and he lost control of the horses and his cart. And the cart was hurtling down the high street. And at the end of the kind of high street, there was a deep chasm. And it was a steep ravine and very dangerous. And the car and the horses were literally going at breakneck speed towards this edge and chasm. And the man was desperately trying to stop the horses, and he realised that if the horses went over the edge, he would certainly die. However, a young lawyer saw what was happening and bravely leapt onto the carriage and somehow managed to calm the horses down and stop them just in time before the cart would have gone into oblivion and sent both men to their death. Sadly, the man that had been rescued that day, who had escaped death, went on to be a bad sort of person. And several years later, he ended up in court, charged with murder. And as he's in the court and waiting for the proceedings to start, the judge enters into the courtroom and everyone stands. And suddenly, the man who is charged with murder recognized the judge. And he looked at the judge and he said, "Hey, do you recognize me? I'm that man that you risked your life for all those years ago to save me. Do you remember me?" And the man was hoping to receive some kind of mercy from the judge. The man said, "All those years ago, you were my saviour." And the judge said, "Yes, I know. But today, I am your judge. I can assure you that Christ is coming back again. And when he comes back again, will Jesus be your saviour or will he be your judge? You can make a decision today to open your life up to Christ. You can decide today to turn from those things that have separated you from God, your sin, your selfish attitudes, your wrongdoing, the bad actions that we fill our lives with. We can turn from that and actually put our trust in Jesus. We can believe that he died for us upon the cross and rose again on the third day for our justification. The message of Easter is simply this. We can be prepared for that great day when we will see Jesus. Will he be our judge or will he be our saviour? If you want him to be your saviour, you need to make that decision now. Don't leave it until the day you die because it will be too late. It's now we need to make a decision that will determine our eternity. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. I wonder, what will you do with this information about Jesus? He died for you, he rose again, and he will come again. Will you today open up your life and receive him as your Lord and your Saviour? It's the best thing you could possibly do. And in receiving Christ, you will receive forgiveness and God's friendship, and you will receive fullness of life and an assurance of a future in heaven with him forevermore. The choice is yours. The message of Easter is a message of hope and a message of life. What will you do with the message of Easter? Well, that's your choice and your decision. God bless you.